Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. Information is the key to a good life. There are two forces in the life of a believer. I'm talking about the flesh and the spirit. How can I explain it? Before you became a child of God, you were flesh, and that was the main thing about you. Your life was based on the flesh, that is, the actions that are determined by the flesh. Here's how the Bible describes it. It lists some of these activities and explains what is going on. The acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgies and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. Galatians 5 verses 19 to 21. Can you see the former you anywhere in that list? Well, that is what you were before salvation, before the Holy Spirit came and took up residence inside of you. Then it happened. You became a child of God, and the Holy Spirit, he came to live inside of you. There is a new sheriff in town. You get it? So now what's going to happen? That is very important. Jesus said that when he turns up, he starts right away to carry out his duty to teach. The Holy Spirit is an amazing teacher. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. John 14, verse 26. It doesn't end there, my friend. The teacher, the Holy Spirit, he is presenting to you Jesus. So listen to what he does. When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who goes out from the Father, he will testify of me. Did you hear that? The Holy Spirit is teaching us about Jesus and teaching us about what Jesus wants us to know. But that is not all. If you notice Jesus' language as he talks about the Holy Spirit, he says things like the Holy Spirit will be sent by him or sent by the Father. That represents the agreement within the Trinity. It is the same kind of divine, indescribable agreement we see in the creation story. Let us make man in our own image and in our own likeness. No dispute, no discord. Agreement. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, they are one, and so there is no disagreement among them. So let us continue on this point of when he comes, that is, when he comes into your life. But very truly I tell you, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. When he comes, he will prove the world to be in the wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. About sin, because people do not believe in me. About righteousness, because I'm going to the Father where you can see me no longer. And about judgment, because the prince of this world now stands condemned. John 16, verse 7 to 11. I'm going somewhere with this. The Holy Spirit is living inside of you, and he carries out his mission with God-like precision and accuracy. All that new attitude you experience of not liking certain things anymore, that's not you. That is the Holy Spirit doing what he does best, transforming you into a growing, dynamic child of God. There's one last thing coming from Jesus. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak of his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will glorify me, because it is from me that he will receive what he will make known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said the Spirit will receive from me what he will make known to you. John 16, verses 12 to 15. What a clearly defined experience. What a clearly defined curriculum that the Holy Spirit functions with, because that's what he does. The Holy Spirit is like Jesus. He takes you from not knowing to a point where you know what you need in order to be the person that God wants you to be. God's desire is for you to live a righteous and victorious life, demonstrating what is described as the fruit of the Spirit. That is nothing more than evidence, full-blown evidence of a life that is transformed by the Holy Spirit. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Galatians 5 verse 22 and 23. Remember at the top of our conversation today, we stated that there are two forces in the life of a child of God, and they are the flesh and the Spirit. Notice what we have been talking about. The Holy Spirit has been pouring into you what you need to be a Spirit-led Christian who shows signs of godliness and transformation. But that is what the Holy Spirit does, teaches us how we ought to be. But what do we do with all that instruction and guidance? Because certainly He is not going to do for you what you can do for yourself. The teacher's assignment is to prepare you for the exams, prepare you for the assessment, prepare you for life outside of the classroom. You, however, have a critical role to play, and the Holy Spirit expects you to do justice to all that He does in us. Listen to how the Bible describes it. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Galatians 5, 16 to 18. You are led by the Spirit, so you follow the leader. You are taught by the Spirit, so you do as the instructor tells you. We are not passive Christians, not for one moment, but rather we engage the Holy Spirit. We represent the Holy Spirit in our day-to-day lives by what we do. My friend, the Holy Spirit carries out His job inside of us, and that is ongoing. We learn and we practice what the Holy Spirit teaches, and we become more and more like who Jesus wants us to be, strong and powerful. To be continued.